She was her, my grandmother was a and from South Alabama.
Where was your mother born?
She was born in Montgomery. But in fact, she tells this, that she was going to get a license to teach over at Moulton. That's close right down in the mountain down here. And instead, Dad talked to the notion of getting marriage license, so she said she had to pay for them, and Dad never did pay her for the license.
Oh.
That's a story she tells. But she never did teach, and
Did she ever work?
No, she, of course, not family. Her family starts to rely on 8 children, and it's hard to...
Well,
and she,
not much time
she
for
was, she did a lot of... Well, she's a wonderful seamstress, and she's a poet, worked with her hand, made beautiful things with her hands, or craft, what would be called craft work today, and she was a very handsome woman. She wasn't beautiful, she was very, what you call handsome, and, but she taught my father, you know, more about, you know, well, my father, he could hardly read and write when he went in the ministry, and so she taught him quite a bit about, you know, how to speak and all. And but someone said she wrote his sermons for him, and but she did not do that. My dad had a great mind. He could read something over, and he could just remember it. He had a photographic mind, you might say.
Oh, that's a great talent to have. I wish I could do that. How much education did your wife have?
Well, she finished it. She got her degree, her B.S. at what is known as Howard College, now Stanford University, in Birmingham. And then she took special education work, so she's in special education now. It's Alma Barber's the one who got us started in that special education work.
She told me that she had a degree in that, too. Do you belong to any clubs or organizations?
Well, I'm a Civitan, and I'm supposed to be a Mason in Masonic Lodge, I wasn't with the Odd Fellows, but I don't know. I mostly work with the Civitan right now. I belong to the Alabama Physical Handicap Association, which is an organization for handicapped people. I've been the state chaplain of it for a great number of years. And this camp that we built, it is official camp for the Alabama Physical Handicap Association.
Oh.
We have a camp out there once a year for them.
Was your father always a minister? Did he do anything before that?
He farmed mostly, just...
What do you know about your mother's parents?
My grandfather, John T. Maxwell, was born in Montgomery. And he was he wasn't very much educated, but he was a self-educated man himself. My grandmother was a my grandfather, she married grandfather. So everywhere she'd go, she'd always carry her culture with her.
Where was she born?
She was born in Greenville, Alabama. But my grandfather, he'd been a professional gambler.
Oh.
He dressed the part too. After he was married my grandmother, he was converted, and he became a Methodist, what you call a local Methodist preacher.
And what does that mean exactly?
Well, that means he didn't have a serve a particular church, you know. He just what you call licensed preacher. But